This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
A lot of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, you know how this rolls out, friends. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I want to say this, friends, real quick. We're going to be talking about the day that I learned my father's heart. You're going to love this. All from firsthand experience. Testimony, right? And then we're going to talk about the day that I learned my father's heart, part two. God gave his law because he loves. Now, there's going to be a part three and probably a part four to this, but I've just been writing on this incessantly, friends. I am just continuously on the topic of love and real love, biblical love, not this fallen, equating it to man's reprobate stand or fall, should I say. We're all sinners saved by grace, right? We've all heard that. But understanding that where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. I'm going to the right, not the left on this topic. Again, so with that said, that's what I'm going to be talking about. Now, I want to ask you, do you want me to tell you what's going on in your country today? Because I have to. There's just no getting around it. Because no one else is willing to do it through the mainstream media. Pelosi admits Democrats have nothing impeachable on Trump. Of course not. Have you ever noticed, folks, scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal, the circus, folks, of politics that are being played out between the right and the left. Have you noticed there's never, ever any lawful actions or lawful consequences to those that violate the law? But they continuously sell you scandal after scandal after scandal. And why is that? Because they want to divert your attention from what they're really doing. They are not diametrically opposed. They are not arch enemies, friends. They're working for the same people. Reminding you, we are ruled by law, not by opinion, okay? We're not ruled by party affiliation. There is no such thing as a Democratic Party or a Republican Party constitutionally. Furthermore, John Adams, the second president, said that it was the greatest evil under the Constitution to bring about party favorites. Why? Because they're using it to divide and conquer the American people. This is nothing but smoke and mirrors to divert the American people off of what they're really doing. And what they're really doing is destroying your country while you're caught up in WWE and its very worst. Pro wrestling at its very worst. They're not enemies, they're friends. Who's winning here? Tyrants are. Are the American people? Never! And for the most part, that falls to the lot of the American people who refuse to do anything, and they stand by and watch these people do it, and they get caught up in these games, and they refuse to repent before a just and a holy law. Period. Pelosi admits Democrats have nothing impeachable on Trump. Folks, the fact of the matter is everyone in federal government, literally, we could literally probably go through every single one of them, and we would find impeachable offenses concerning every one of them. They're not going to, friends, turn each other in. And if they do, they're ostracized, they're polarized, or they're killed off. This is just a fact. If you're waiting for these criminals to hold themselves accountable to the law that they themselves are to uphold, you've got another thing coming. And because they've got junk on each other, friends, and they're extorted men in so many different ways by the higher ups, don't ever think for one moment they're going to turn each other in, or they're really going to turn on each other and really lay the axe to the root of the tree when it comes to impeachment. It's all a charade, period. And both sides are just as guilty before a just and a holy God, as well as those that stand by and add strength to the tyranny that's being played out in front of your faces. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Study shows migrants use almost twice the welfare benefits as native-born Americans. Why is that? Cloven Piven, friends, what are they doing? Clover Piven. They're breaking the system by pulling in the illegals. They're bleeding out your country. Look to Europe, friends, again. What are the Muslims doing? They're going in and living off of what? The people that work. Breaking the back through oppressive means, through slave labor, and that's really what it comes to. Well, the government reallocates illegally the money to fund those that don't work, taking from the haves and giving to the have-nots. Folks, nothing new under the sun. That's what's happening here. In America alone, you have 93% of the Muslims coming into this country, friends, that are on cash welfare. And that wasn't even those that are coming from the southern border. That's just from the Middle East. Folks, you are being destroyed from within. And we have nobody to blame concerning what's happening in this country but ourselves. We're doing this to ourselves. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Islam, America's established religion. Folks, do you realize they have to do this incrementally? And again, this is a season judgment. This is the hand of God. No question about it. And I'm still waiting for someone to challenge me on that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is perfect judgment. Deuteronomy 28:63. Leviticus 26, verse 15. Start there. Islam, America's established religion. Folks, do you realize that they have to play this out into the new up-and-coming generation? Because the parents seen what happened on September 11th. Who are they working on? This is why they're busy indoctrinating kids in public schools illegally through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. The federal government has no business indoctrinating or educating anybody, friends, period. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the 73% of the Christophobes in the U.S. Senate. Yeah. Hey, folks, keep in mind, Satan transforms himself and his minions as the angels of light. 2 Corinthians 11:14. And it's exactly what you're seeing concerning the Judases that are being played out in front of your faces, being sold to you as the good guys. Luke 22:48. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have, this is crazy. Again, here you have it. Half of the 2020 female Democrat candidates covered up for sexual harassment. They're criminals, friends. Period. Okay? And I'm not going to keep going into specificity concerning each one of them because we don't need to know that. They've been busted once. We don't need to keep talking about all of their scandals. You get pulled over for speeding once, right? You get pulled over or you get incarcerated for stealing once, right? Or lying in court once, right? For perjury. You commit the act of murder once, you go to jail. Not the American people. They give those that call themselves the representatives all the leniency that they need because the American people have been sold the bill of goods by giving them permission to do so that they are above the laws that they themselves are to enforce. Shame on the American people. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Going to take a quick break and we'll be right back on the other side.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show, and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Friday. And again, friends, it's bringing about the resolve. I get so tired of talking about the problem. It's for us, America, the people, we the people, the government in this country, to right the wrongs. Let's get busy, okay? With that said, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, period. Read Acts 4:12 when you get a moment, okay? Going back to, we just got back from Wisconsin and Michigan. Michigan first, then Wisconsin. And we did an event there with preachers that are doers of the word, which was so refreshing, by the way. Keep in mind, God does not need a majority to prevail. A man with God is always in the majority, said that prophet of Scotland, John Knox. And while I was there, I just, the word love was brought up. And the way that it was brought up offended the Holy Ghost in me in certain ways. Maybe that version of love that was talked about was applicable in the day. But it's not applicable today. Love warns, as does it, friends, fight the good fight of faith. Because it wants to see the Christ crowned once again in my life, in our lives. Yesterday, I spent some time on talking about the generals of God, Charles Finney, Charles Spurgeon. If you don't agree with all their doctrines, it's not really that what I'm looking at, friends. I'm looking at the Christ through their ministries, chewing up the meat and spitting out the bones, per se. We all have that within our ministries. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanseth us from all sins. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Oh, I can hear them. I can hear them. We are. By the power of the Holy Ghost, we're kicking the hell out and we're getting to heaven in, right? Well, when I was listening to this, it was my turn to talk. And I picked up the helm, the baton. And I submitted myself to the Holy Ghost and I gave my experience. And I want to give you that experience today because it was the day that I learned my Father's heart. It's the day that I learned my Father's heart. Proverbs 23:13 says, withholdeth not correction from your child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. You know, for anybody that ever thinks that you're going to be a child of God and you are going to go without chastisements, you've got another thing coming. The chastisements are brought about that you might be partakers of his holiness. And gratitude is the mother of holiness. We want to be just like him because we put on Jesus Christ and we make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Amen. Hallelujah. Today in America, there's so much talk revolving around the word love that it bewilders me to see so little of it. As a matter of fact, one aspect of love is found in the word chastening or chastisement. Webster's 1828, chasten. Means to correct by punishment, to punish, to inflict pain for the purpose of reclaiming an offender, as to chasten a son with a rod. It doesn't say anything, friends, about putting them on dangerous psychotropic drugs. It doesn't say anything about anybody having to go to a psychiatrist to be counseled into the path that they so choose. No, it says love through chastisements is correct by punishment. To inflict pain for the purpose of reclaiming an offender, as to chasten a son with a rod. Now, let me explain. One day, I was a passenger in a car with a friend driving around a lake. In Minnesota here. Harriet. Lake Harriet. And I had my beautiful little 2-year-old boy on my lap. And while we were driving, I noticed that my leg was getting a little wet. And folks, I just have to tell you first and foremost, I knew that it wasn't me that just peed my pants. It was my beautiful little boy. You can see his picture on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I asked the friend that was driving if she could pull over so I could change my little boy's diaper real quick. And of course, she quickly pulled over and accommodated. I can suspect she didn't want pee on her seat of her nice little sports car. So I grabbed my little boy, I set him outside on the curb, and I told him, Daddy needs you to stay right here until I get out. Do not disobey me, I told my little boy. Read Exodus 20. Well, guess what, friends? My little boy that day disobeyed me. He ran behind the back of the car and he ran right in front of an oncoming van. Well, the van immediately stopped and just missed hitting and killing my beautiful little boy by no more than 2 inches. 2 seconds later, friends, he would have killed my little boy. No question about it. I ran behind the car and I grabbed him and I picked him up and I spanked my little boy's butt that I love so much, giving him a quick lesson of understanding to never, ever disobey his daddy ever again. And by the way, at this point in my life, I was a straight heathen that the Lord was using the Holy Ghost to convict me to bring about godly repentance. 2 Corinthians 7:10. I knew as a heathen the right thing to do, and I knew it was given to me, that wisdom, by the Holy Ghost. Now, the moral of the story is that if he does not understand love, my beautiful little boy, if he does not understand no the very first time, obey daddy the very first time, the second time it might just cost him his life and in the end his very soul. Just so you know. Again, the moral of the story is that if my little beautiful boy does not understand no the very first time and obeying daddy the second time, it just might cost him his life and in the end his soul. How many young people are gone today because their parents thought they were loving on them by telling them to go in their room for a little quiet time? Or they needed to go to the school counselor and explain to the school counselors the problems that they have because the parents won't pay attention to their kids. or do what Scripture commands the parents to do concerning their little kids when they're disobedient. Why are we dealing with anarchists and antinomianists today in America today, which is running so prevalent? Is because the folks have not taken the time, namely dad and mom, to obey the Scriptures, to obey the one that they say they love. They think to disobey God and to administer a lack of by withholding the rod from their children is a better way than what God commanded. And we're hearing this much of the state today. The state, who has no children whatsoever, who has no business in the affairs of your family, in doing the right thing and chastising your children and raising them up in the ways that they should go so when they are old they will not depart from them. Well, they're telling you that, listen, you can't be abusing your children. It's none of their business. Folks, if you're abusing your children, that in fact is violating the law. But they call love abuse by obeying God. Just for the record. So in other words, for me to tell him, my little boy, that I love him, and to withhold the rod when needed, is in fact, in the eyes of God, hate. Hey, are we seeing anarchy and lawlessness and the workers of iniquity on a prevalent scale in America today? Why? Because the up-and-comings think they found a better way. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 13:24, he that spareth his rod hateth his son or his daughter. But he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. You drive it far from them. That's what the rod of correction is for. When you go to Hebrews 12:5-11, what does it say? And have you forgotten the exhortation? This is so foreign to the American church and the American people today. It's foreign to the American people because the preachers haven't been preaching the Word of God. And I'm going to give it to you. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when you are rebuked of him, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? You know, I'll ask my little boys, what would you think of me if I seen you guys out in the middle of the street playing on the highway, and I said nothing? Well, they looked at me and say, well, we wouldn't think that you cared about us. Of course not. And this is exactly what the Lord is saying, is my care for you is shown to you by the chastisements that I might perfect you and that you might be found in my Son, Jesus Christ, to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That you might go through the straight and narrow and end up with me at the end of the day. It's called salvation, friends. We're talking about the day I learned my Father's heart, part one. I'm going to come right back to this on the other side. And hopefully I'm going to get to part two, and I'm going to bring it to an end before the end of the show. That's what I so choose to do. Hopefully that's what will happen. Listen, my mom has always told me, she says, you have the gift of gab. It's like, it's not the gift of gab, it's if you have it, give it, right? Freely we have received, freely we give. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort is sentenced to 3.5 additional years in prison for conspiracy and witness tampering. This all stems from the Russia investigation, and that brings Manafort's entire prison sentence up to 7.5 years. Manafort's legal issues may not be over, as he was indicted on mortgage fraud by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office as well today. Dozens of wealthy parents, coaches from elite colleges and others are facing charges in the biggest college admissions bribery case ever. One of the parents charged, actress Lori Loughlin, is expected to be in court later today. President Trump is issuing an emergency order grounding all Boeing 737 MAX 8 and 9 jets in the United States. If you are currently flying on one of those jets, the plane will land as soon as possible, and you will then be put on a different plane. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Cool. Thank you for the order, friends. Hey, listen, if you want to check out some of the stuff that we have online, friends, we're not coming to you talking about what needs to be done. We're bringing back the fruit, showing you what can be done. We need your support. It's been a weird year this year. If you'd like to go to Sons of Liberty Media and become a son or daughter of Liberty, please do so. We would love to have you a part of the ministry, and we thank you and appreciate your support to keep us out there on a greater degree. We have a lot to do, but we can't do it without you, just so you know. We also have some T-shirts making statements out there. That's also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and there are a variation of colors, but the statements are what we want to make, but we need to practice what we preach as we make that statement. Check out the T-shirts, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to book us at any time, we're going to be in some high schools next week, and then the week after that, we're going to be, I believe, on the East Coast. We're going to be doing some stuff with Coach Dave in the up-and-coming weeks as well. Then we're going to be on the West Coast after that. If it's a fly-in, fly-out kind of a situation and we can make it work and you want us to come into your community, we'll do our best. But you're going to have to do the legwork, and in the process, again, we'll do our best. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. With that said, my friends, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about the day I learned my father's heart. And I was just highlighting Hebrews 12, 5 through 11. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you the Word of God. People that disobey God are giving you their opinion. And let me tell you what, it's like a wooden, blunt sword. We have the sword of the Spirit, Hebrews 4, 12.
We have the word of the living God that endureth forever. Okay? When we obey God's instructions, we see the fruits of His instructions at the end of the day. It's the right way to go. And if we truly love God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, well, guess what? It's not a hard thing for us. It's not laborious, friends, to obey Him and apply His word to our children. Hello? If that was the case, you know, do you know how many times, friends, you look at the older generation, they're just a different breed from what we see today. And for the most part, 86% of those people that call themselves Christians, the older generation were raised by Christian parents. Okay? They obeyed, have you forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children? I'm going to go fast forward because I talked about up to this point during the last segment. But if you be without chastisement, where of all our partakers, then you are bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but the Lord does it for our profit. But He for our profit, that we might be partakers of His holiness. Now, and I agree, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. It's true. Now, applying this love for my Father, my Heavenly Father, Abba Father, it came from the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5, to you, for you to learn His heart as well as in your own lives. When He chastises you, He is doing it because He loves you, not because He hates you. Hey, folks, the lying CIA-controlled media and their little minions, they hate your guts. They're trying to convince you that love is hate now. These are the people that are trying to convince you that darkness is light and light is darkness. They're messed up people. They're reprobates. They've been given over to sin. They're abandoned to sin. And the end of sin is death, and that's the way they choose. Okay? They're lying to you. Love warns. Love doesn't hate. And because it warns, which love does, it shows you the love for you and what the love that I have from God for you is through the warnings that I give you. Or the correction, or the instructions in righteousness, or the doctrine that's given unto us, 2 Timothy 3:16. God chastises those that He loves, not that He hates. Not those that He hates. And not because He hates you, so that you also may repent. Jesus said in Revelation 3:19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Part one. You know, King David also talked about, in thy faithfulness, thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. You know, it's interesting. I don't know how personal I want to get here or how permissible this may be, but oftentimes, you know, when I have a discussion with my better half, it's interesting to note that sometimes it'll come back at me as, how can you go without chastisement? Let me tell you something. If you're a preacher of the Word of God, you're going to be tried by the Word that you preach. If you're anointed of God, you better know that you're not going to get away with what others will get away with. Why? Because God loveth me enough to chastise me, to afflict me, that I might learn His statutes. And I want to tell you something, friends. I'm thankful for it. I'm asking the Lord that Your Word says, as I ask Him, Lord, Your Word says that You look to and fro concerning those whose hearts are perfect towards You. I thank You for perfecting that which concerneth me for Your namesake in Christ. I want to be found in Jesus Christ in all that I'm called to do. Why? Because we are joint heirs with Christ, and I want to be a part of the plan that the Lord has. I shared with you yesterday. I'm tired of just talking about the cloud of witnesses, these great men of God, not in a negative way. They are where they belong now. It's my turn. I want to know the God that they served, that I might leave a legacy where they seen Jesus Christ in everything I did as well. But the only way that I'm going to do that is I'm going to have to learn from the Holy Ghost. All scriptures given by God for what? Doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. The day that I learned my Father's heart, God gave His law because He loves. Remember what Martin Luther said, love is the interpreter of the law. Now, there's a story told out on the west coast of a windy road that goes up and around the side of a mountain where they notice cars would end up going over the side only to crash at the bottom to their own destruction. You see, all the warning signs, Exodus 20, God's moral law, had been removed. And instead of replacing the warning signs, Exodus 19, 11, to preserve life in soul matters and in natural matters, a lovingly and concerned committee decided to resolve the problem by putting an ambulance at the bottom of the cliff. This is a true story. I've been there. I've seen it. I have the hat and the t-shirt. It's unbelievable, unthinkable. Folks, that's reprobate love. That's reprobate love. We have the love given unto us by the Holy Ghost, according to the risen Christ. Now listen, where did that love come from? It came from the first word in identifying the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Who comes to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. The love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit. So I don't love as fallen men love. No, I love on them according to the Word of God. Okay? And to a reprobate, it's hard until they understand the Father's heart. And that's what I'm talking about even now. Now, friends, what's interesting about this, is it love, I ask, to remove the warning signs? Is it love to remove the warning signs? Because this is what you're being taught all day. I got to tell you, it must be a new version of love and one that is in stark contrast to the Spirit of God. Read Leviticus 19:17. The Bible says we are not to hate our brother. When he is in sin, we are to rebuke our brother. Why? Because we love him. When I tell the homosexual communities what the preachers aren't willing to tell them, I'm telling them and showing them what real love is by giving them the Word of God. The message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. There's still time, brother. There's still time, sister. When I talk about those that advocate the murder of the innocent in the womb, friends, it's not hate for me to tell them to repent of their wicked ways. It's love to warn them. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. That's love, not hate. You're not promised tomorrow. And the Bible also tells us that life is but a vapor. Hey, brother, hey, sister, those that think it's okay to violate God's transgress God's moral law without consequence, you've got another thing coming. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2. Now, when asking people across the country during my presentation if it's love to warn them, Ezekiel 33:3, of that cliff that they are shortly to go over, I ask them, is it love to stand back and ignore the impending destruction of the driver by standing down in failure of warning him? Well, the people without fail bring about to affirm that it is love to stand and warn before people destroy themselves. Common sense comes into play. Because prevention is better than cure. This is love. But this is what the people in this country have taken on today. Hate does not again tell the truth. Love does that. Love warns because it is love. Okay? 2 Corinthians 5:10 through 11. Read it. Yet people are rejecting love as if to suggest that it is hate to tell them so. Again, understand the heart of David. Understand the heart of Christ through David. Psalm 109, verse 5. He was hated for his love. Understand the heart of Christ. John 7:7. Jesus said to his brother that he testified against the world because the deeds are evil. And what about John 15, understanding the love of God through Jesus Christ? Everything God did and everything God is love. Well, remember in John 15, 18, that this is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Let's get this right. I'm going to come back and we're going to talk about separating law, moral law, not ceremonial law, from love. Friends, God gave his law because he loves. You do not separate the two. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last three decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Okay, so welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about the day that I learned my father's heart, part two. I'm breaking these down to be shorter segments, friends, because I am a long-winded brother from another mother. Right, Patty? Out in Alaska. How do you separate law from love? You can't. God, again, gave his law because he loved. In so many different ways, we know that law condemns crime and it justifies the righteous. There's protective measures in it and staying in stride every step of the way. As a matter of fact, prayers that came out of David's mouth was, order my steps aright, Lord. Order my steps aright that you might show unto me thy salvation. Or how about this one? The Lord orders the steps of a good man. Make me good, Lord. Order my steps. So I have to learn by the Holy Ghost as he teaches me what is good. I have to stay on that path. And yes, it is narrow. But I'll tell you what, it's where you find real joy, and it's where you find your spiritual life. Real liberty. Period. 2 Corinthians 3:17. So how is it that there are so many that separate law, moral law, from love? I mean, let's try this with natural law by removing the stop signs, the warning signs, and the stoplights, etc. Is that love? Absolutely not. That's ignorance. Taking it a step further in natural law, remember, the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned, 1 Corinthians 2:14. How about a magistrate, someone that works for we the people? It's his purpose to uphold the law. A magistrate loves his God and his country by enforcing his law. Psalm 40, verse 8, Isaiah 42, 21, Isaiah 51, verse 4, and Hebrews 10, 16, to name a few. A magistrate loves his God and country by enforcing his law unto judgment against those that transgress. Why? To work repentance to them that do transgress, 1 John 3, 4. Because he loves his brothers and his freedoms. This is natural law, 2 Corinthians 3:17, which were given through the sacrifice, the freedoms that we have in the natural and in the spiritual, first in the spiritual, then the natural, which were given through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, John 3:16. If one understands that it is, in fact, your sins that put Christ on that cross, and that he died as the propitiation, the sacrifice, the appeasement for your sins, to redeem you back unto himself through his blood, Colossians 1:14, Hebrews 9:22. Guess what's going to happen? They will repent, 2 Corinthians 7:10. If not, their blood is on their hands. And not until then, though, friends, we got to stick to the plan. Now, this is what the Holy Ghost uses to bring men unto Jesus Christ. John 16:8, 2 Corinthians 7:10, as I said. Now, it tells us in Romans 3:31, do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid, no. Yes, we establish the law, it tells us in Romans 3:31. Okay? Again, the Lord gave his law, make distinction again between ceremonial law and moral law, which Christ did not come to abrogate, Matthew 5:17 and 18, because he loves, after all, love is the fulfilling of that law, Romans 13:8 and 9. Okay? Also keep in mind, love worketh no ill. Love owes your brothers and your sisters the truth, God's truth. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For listen carefully. This is the New Testament, Romans 13:8-10. Okay? Listen carefully. For this thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. Covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in the same, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Hello! And the only way that you can truly love man is when you first love God. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, said Jesus. And the second is like unto, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. This is found in the New Testament, Mark 12:30 through 31. And if you go to 1 John 5:2, it says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we first love God, adding first, and keeping his commandments. Hey friends, where did that love come from? Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Romans 5:5. It is holy love. It is a spiritual love. It is given unto us by his Spirit, friends, period. And somehow or another, the American church has convinced the people that to obey the law of the Lord, because you love him, again, gratitude is the mother of holiness and obedience, first and foremost, Luke 7:36 through 50, for his sacrifice on Calvary, John 3:16, they want to convince you that because you obey him, because you love him, it's somehow legalistic. No such thing here, my friends. Can't find it. No definition for that word in Webster's 1828 dictionary. Folks, that's heresy as well as lunacy, and it's unscriptural. It's heretical. And in the end, it produces what? Lawlessness, anarchists, antinomianists. They have no regard for God's moral law. And they live accordingly, do they not? This is what's prevalent in America today. The love of many waxeth cold because of what? The workers of iniquity, the workers of lawlessness. They don't love God. They adjust themselves to man's fallen nature and then have the audacity to equate it to God's love. Not true. Hey, though we are saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. The law is to be used in the hand of Christ by the Holy Ghost to drive men to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Galatians 3:24. Period. Period. I want you to listen to the master in action. In Matthew 10:17-21, listen carefully. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why do you call me good? There is none good but one, that is God. He said to the rich young ruler that was asking Jesus the way of salvation, Jesus said back to him, Thou knowest the commandments? Do not commit adultery. Number 7, do not kill. Number 6, do not steal. Number 8, do not bear false witness. Number 9, defraud not, right? Honor thy father and thy mother. Number 5, and he answered and said unto the master, All these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus beholding him and said unto him, One thing you lack. The one thing Jesus went to. What was it? Go your way, sell whatever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come take up the cross and follow me. He went away because he was sad at the sayings. Why? Because his heart was attached to his riches. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Folks, the day that I learned my Father's heart, part 3 coming up. I got a question for you before we end. A few years ago, we flew out to Tennessee and interviewed Reverend Sam Kyle. He was the guy standing right there next to Martin Luther King when he was shot and killed on that balcony at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis that day. He shared with us a powerful story about his grandson. His grandson, Baby Quinn, had a complete heart transplant at 10 days old. They found, though, through an ultrasound, that he had an underdeveloped heart. The insurance company said that they would pay for the birth, but not the transplant, because it was experimental, and only 5 had been done. So they started to raise the money. Baby Quinn needs heart was their campaign motto. People from all over the United States of America sent in their money. A couple in Chicago was losing their child, and they wanted Baby Quinn to have his heart. The doctors took the heart of the dying baby and did a complete heart transplant in the other. It was a miracle. As a matter of fact, the doctors got so caught up that they waived the fee and paid the hospital bills on their own. And they said to the families, just pay what you can. We'll absolve the rest. This couple in Chicago gave up their child's heart so Baby Quinn could live. Baby Quinn is in his teens and plays soccer today. And every now and then, the donor's mother visits Quinn. She grabs him and puts her head upon his chest so that she can listen to her baby's heart in another child's body. I got a question for you. Can the Lord put his head up to your body and hear the heart of Christ? Because when we were dead in our trespasses and sins, God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for me and you. Is that not enough to live for? To deny ourselves is not a hard thing when you do what you do out of gratitude for Him. 2 Corinthians 5:15. We were hopeless and we were without Him, and to those who receive Him, it is no longer us that lives, but Christ that lives through us. I got a question, friends, and this is it. I leave it with you. Whose heartbeat does God hear in you? Only you can answer that question. Hey, friends, He is who He says He is. He is who He says He is. 1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. See ya!
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.